Hi, Lisa. We are good to go.
Okay.
All right, great. So let's start with your year of graduation, including if you finished up spring, summer, fall, and your major or majors.
I think, when did I graduate? I think I graduated in 2018, May, I believe so. Yeah, and then my major was film scoring, and my minor was actually video game scoring, which I guess like kind of related to my current job profession more than film, but yeah. And what was the other one?
No, that I said major or majors because sometimes people double major
Yeah.
or something.
No, I thought about doing a major, but then I stuck with, I just like kept it as a minor.
It's all good. How about your principal instrument?
My principal instrument was actually a vocal performance.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, we will get to your history later.
Okay.
But for now, tell us about your current job. Where do you work? What do you do?
So my current job is software engineer at Apple, and I guess my job is just current. So within our Apple, you know, everyone has like we have like a whole different department. I'm currently working with iCloud, and I'm currently participating in this program called Evolve, which is like a new grad tech incubator program. So what we do is when we first join Apple, we'll spend first 2 years kind of rotate around in different service department like application, iCloud, or like maps, like all the software side, I guess. And then we kind of try out like three different departments, like three different rotations, about like 8 months long, I guess, like expand. And then towards the end of our 2 years, we get to decide like which team we want to work for. So now I'm currently on my second rotation, which is with iCloud. And previous to that, I was working with Maps. And both teams, just like working on the service products, like Maps related software engineering. And right now I'm working on like iCloud related engineering. I don't think I can go even further on from that, but
Okay,
yeah.
can I say, is the iCloud, is this like for individuals or for businesses or both?
I would say for me, I'm more focused on like our Apple native applications that use iCloud rather than like others. But yeah,
Gotcha.
that's about
No.
it that
I understand. God, so as you say, 3 8-month rotations and then presumably you pick one of those three and or maybe they pick you.
Yeah, I think we like. It also kind of depends on like, you know, like headcounts. That's like how all the company works. But yeah, we get to decide, and then from there we just continue with the picked team that we picked and just work towards it. Yeah.
Great. And where are you based?
I'm currently based in a Raleigh office.
Gotcha. And is it a remote position, hybrid, in person?
It's like kind of tricky because I do go in office. So in that sense, we're in a hybrid format, but my entire team is kind of based in Cupertino. So work-wise, it's remote, but like physical presence in office, we're in like hybrid format.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. About how many hours a week do you work?
Like 40 hours per week. Yeah. So it's like a standard 9 to 5.
Cool. There are the 40-hour week jobs that really are 40, and then there are 40-hour week jobs that are, up to twice that.
No, like I think I know that Apple's from the outside is like notable for having like killing work hours and everything, but like I think it's all kind of all depends on the per department, I would say. So like for me and my team, my manager really kind of put an emphasis on having a good work-life balance. So like she always like makes sure that like no one's like overworking, no one's like overwhelmed by the things that we're working. So we do like I guess like a weekly kind of checkup on like each other and make sure that like since also because I'm like away compared like when everyone else is in the office, so she makes sure that like I'm not overwhelmed by all this. So yeah, I don't do like crazy work hours. Like sometimes when I have something that I want to work on that I haven't found like a solution, but I want to like really get out of my system and like really work on it. I feel like all tech people are like that, but you just sometimes then I will like deliberately work overtime, but like most of the times it's just like regular 40, like regular work hours, I would say.
Totally understood. And let's see, can I ask how big a team you're on?
I don't know if I can talk about
No
that.
problem. No problem. But it sounds like you do. You're writing the computer code. I imagine there's some meetings, and as you say, you're not in the same physical location as your team, so that has its own. Got it. Well, here's what I think you could answer, which is one of the criteria to qualify for these interviews is that you enjoy what you do. So, what is it about being a software engineer that you enjoy?
So basically, I guess like it was also the ultimate reason why I switched my major and becoming an engineer is that I like having answers, like very cut and clear answers on things that I work on. And that was something that I was lacking of when I was working in the music industry because like those answers that I get towards the end of all the projects are very subjective, you know, because it's like all people business. But here, yeah, like the way I get to the result and the outcome could be all different, but we have one clear object. Like we want to deliver like good product to people that like awes people, you know? Like we want to get a feedback from people where like this is Apple and this is a product that we want, you know? Like, oh, or sometimes even more than that, right? Like, oh, we didn't know this is what we wanted, but now we have it, you know, like because of people working behind the scenes. So like I really like the fact that I have a very clear objective that I just need to like achieve basically throughout my career path. And I also really liked that, yes, it may seem very like tech and confusing and complicated job, but it's like very simple and it can be as creative as possible when it's like when it comes to coding. I know it makes no sense, but like when you just like sit down and like do it, there's like a lot of ways. It's like almost like a problem solving and like puzzle solving. And I really like that segment of it. So to be honest, I feel like at the same time, because I've only been doing this for a year, so I guess I'm still in this like a romantic phase of like, you know, honeymoon phase, but like I really do love my job and I really do like working for Apple, I have to say. So yeah, I would say that was the one biggest answer to that question that I have an answer that I can get to, like, and this is very objective answer that I have to achieve rather than like being subjective or being swayed by other people's opinion, I would say.
Sure, that's great. And for what it's worth, when you say, well, you've only been doing it a year, I can say that, as a confession, once upon a time, a long time ago, I taught high school, and my romantic phase lasted about 2 weeks. So if you're still going strong in a year, you're doing something right. All right, so let's take it back to 2018, although if you feel this story has a logical earlier starting point, we can take it back further. But sort of otherwise, it's kind of like as Berkeley's wrapping up, I'm guessing you're not thinking software engineer, or maybe you are, but I'd love to hear kind of how you got from Berkeley to where you are now, one step at a time, both what you were doing for work, but also where you were at mentally in terms of your career.
So it's really funny, but like it all started from this one video game called Overwatch. So like I think Overwatch actually launched like a long time ago, even before I start like playing video games, but like I wasn't really a video game person. I'm never interested in any of that. I was more like a really focused on a film like any other film scoring students, you know, like wanna be like John Powell or you know, like that. And then I was working on some film projects. And then I think it was Janine or some of the people from the film studio scoring student told me that like if I start working on more like game scoring projects, like I can kind of expand my portfolio. So I kind of like started that. So I was like in that phase in terms of like music career. So I was just trying to like expand my portfolio before I graduate, so I can kind of like get some job lined up before I graduate. I think this was like around like 2016-ish. So I was like, I guess like software junior that level. And then my friend was really into this game, and she wanted someone to play with her because online game can be a little toxic when you play alone. So I just like picked it up using my MacBook. I didn't have like gaming PC or anything, but like I had to boot camp my MacBook to play with her. And just something about that game really hooked me in. Like I don't know what happened. I can't even still explain what happened there, but I was like really into it. And that's how it all started. I bought like gaming PC. I like basically set everything up, like focused on the how to play like most optimal Overwatch play basically. And then that's how I get into like kind of like computers, I guess. And
Right,
then
is Overwatch, I mean, can you give a really short description of it? I mean, is it a video game
oh
that's.
yeah, it is a hyper FPS video game that's been developed by Blizzard Entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically like regular FPS, like first person shooting game, but there's a lot of like different skill set outside of just shooting. So there's like some skill set you need to know. So there's a lot of like there are different like roles that you can play. So it's like a very like strategy based shooting game. You win objective and all like that kind of like I guess like similar to like CS:GO, but like flashier, fancier, casual, more casual version of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
So yeah, you said you got really into becoming a good player, learning about the games, although as someone who's played some games, there's a very big difference between, in my opinion, between simply playing a game and wanting to actually get into the nuts and bolts of the code.
Yeah, so like we start playing the game and then I know I'm not even close to like their game development, so but I saw certain parts that I didn't like about the game. So I was like talking to Janine about that. Like I remember I was like, there's a certain like mechanics that I don't think is working or something like that. And then she mentioned that, did you know that there's an audio department in video game too? Like maybe you could, like work for Blizzard and then become like audio engineer or something like that. Because I think the part that I mentioned was audio segment of like how their like audio like sound in FPS game sound play is really important. So like I was talking about how sometimes the sound gets really confusing when I play the game and I was like talking about I was like I don't know if it's my equipment or it's just like me being suck and then she was like oh maybe you should like dig into that and I was like okay. So I was like thinking about that and around the time there's this I guess like almost like a internship that's hosted by I forgot the school's name but it's called like SIP Summer in the it's like SIP. I forgot the
Okay.
acronym for it. But there's like a game development internship that happened in Worcester,
Okay.
Massachusetts. There was like a few colleges kind of like co-founded together and like just gather a bunch of like people from both computer science and like audio and like Berkeley was part of the program. And there's some people from our major who participated in the program prior to me. So they mentioned it and they were like, hey, maybe if you're interested in, if you like start having this interest in like game audio, maybe like you should try this internship. And then I was like, yeah, why not? Like, like still at that point, I think I was more into like, I want to have something written down on my resume so I can like get a job in film industry kind of. So I was like, oh yeah, nothing to harm if I have something down. So I applied and thankfully I got it. And then when I was there, I was basically, I would tell you, I was the like, probably least interested in video game person in the entire program. I was the only one audio person. And then I think we had like four or five development teams. They were like developing different games. So basically we have like five game developments going on, like separate ones. So I basically have to create audio sound effects and music for every single one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very intense for me to be honest. But then it was like very first feeling where like wow, there's so much work that I love it almost, I guess. And like it all happens like simultaneously and like different, like all the games that we're developing at the moment was like very different, like stylistically or like mechanically. So there are a lot of talks that I have to do. And thankfully, all the people who are there kind of like really respect me as like an audio person because they always like came up when I would like talk about it. I wasn't even like sure what I was talking, but they're always like, Lisa knows what she's doing because she's from audio. So like when it comes to like audio and implementation, it's like Lisa should be an expert. So, like, they always kind of, like, respect my opinion more over, like, their opinion, I guess, in a sense. So, like, even though there are some people who are more, like, experienced of, like, audio implementation and game audio in general, they'll still listen to me and still kind of, like, take my opinion and try to kind of implement that into their game more. So, like, I had a really good experience working with those people, and I'm still, to these days, I'm, like, really good friends with some of them. So, like, that's how kind of, like, my, like, engineering side of me kind of sparked, I guess, because I had this one friend, she's from Wellesley, and then we got really close, and she's in engineering, so she was showing me all these different things that she can do using, like, coding, and she was doing this, like, moving with characters and how to, like, set up maps and everything, and, you know, like, for me, someone who's never done computer science or any coding or programming, it was, like, insane. It's almost like, you know, like, magic, you know? You just, like, type some line of things and, like, things are happening in front of you. And I was just like, whoa, what is this? Like, I was, like, mind blown. And then she told me, like, maybe, like, you should, like, pick up one or two, like, programming language, easy ones, and like it. So I kind of start, like, self-teaching myself Python and, like, Unity and C Sharp. Because I wanted to kind of, like,
by the way, can I just get a check here? I think I missed. This internship program, was this while you were still a Berkeley student, or is this
I was still a Berkeley student.
Okay, cool. So you started picking up programming languages on your own time. How did you learn those?
Mostly I learned it using YouTube and my friend's help, because, like, I have so many engineers around that internship time. So whenever I have a question, I just, like, go up to them and, like, we talk about it. And but it was really casual at this point. But after this internship wrapped up, I guess I was like, oh, I kind of really liked the idea of, like, being an engineer. And, like, also, like, I guess, like, still kind of, like, having the idea of, like, oh, like, if I know how to code and, like, program, it might get me further down the road in terms of getting a job too, because, like, there are not a lot of composers who know how to code, you know? So I was, like, talking about that to Janine again. And then Janine was like, yeah, like, having programming skill is kind of, like, good to have if you're trying to, like, get a job, especially also in game industry, because it's, like, very niche field. So that's how I kind of, like, I guess I got, like, more motivated to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And so, like, after the internship ended, which was, like, I think it's, like, summer of 2017, so it's, like, right a year before my graduation, I'll just, like, spend most of my time just, like, coding, almost. And then in that 2017 fall, I think, I took this course. I think at the time, the Berkeley started a new program with MIT. So it was, like, a kind of, like, audio plus tech.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So we had this one class in fall that was focused on, like, education. So now that I'm kind of, like, interested in, like, engineering, I was like, let me take advantage of me being in Boston, because, like, MIT is also a notable school. So I want to, like, try to see what's out there that it's just not about the film. And I would say around this time, I was kind of starting to have this feeling that maybe music is not something that I'm 100% passionate about, because I've noticed that I was in a situation where, like, I get more excited when I was, like, working on my coding project over, like, my actual, like, scoring project that I had to do in class. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but, like, maybe it's too late for me to switch around, because I'm already, like, third year in, you know, it's, like, too much to, like, just give up. But Janine, I'm, like, mentioning her name so much, but, like, she was telling me that, like, don't think this as, like, you swapping up your path completely and, like, try to do something, like, polar opposite. Like, it will all come naturally at some point. So she was like, if your heart desires something else at the moment, you should do it while you're in school, because, like, you can always, like, go back to something like music afterwards, you know. And then I was like, okay, let me give it a shot. So I took that MIT class, and it wasn't, like, much of a coding for that one, because there are MIT students who were much better at coding than me. So I was more like a consulting side of, like, audio. So we developed this, like, AR tool that like visualizes sound in front of you. And I really liked, I guess like that's like a moment where I was like, wow, I really like how like I thought audio is like very limited when it comes to like apply to the real world. Like, yeah, you listen to music, it plays it on a like movie or video game. And I thought around the time I was like, that's it. That's like the limitation of music. There is nothing further you can go from there like that. And when I built this visualization tool with these people, I was like, wow, there's like more in depth to the music when it, music combines to something else. At the point, it was technology. So I was like, hey, I want to like explore more and see what audio can do when audio, like music, meets technology. And that's how I kind of like all started it, I guess. And that was like also around the time, now I need to really get a job, you know, and like really figure out my future. And my parents start to notice that I'm like getting more interested in like computer science and engineering. So my dad was like, hey, realistically, you probably won't get a job after you graduate, you know, like you don't really have any like notable audio projects lined up for you. So he was like, what if you just study computer science once again and see how that goes, you know? And around the time I was like, maybe that's more realistically makes sense than me really try to push for being an engineer, like composer.
Sure.
Because it was like, I think at that point, two of my friends already graduated, and then I kind of like saw them struggling in the industry. And then people keep saying like, you just got to spend like, just like, you know, like suffer through at least like 3 to 5 years and that's how you make it. Like people who stays behind an indoor makes big, then like you don't make it big like in a one day as you join the industry like that. But then I was kind of like, I don't want to go through the, you know, like I don't have to be like the top number one, top notch engineer, like composer as I graduate Berkeley. But at the same time, I didn't want to like endure and like kind of like suffer through that process. So I was like, maybe if I become an engineer, I can be just, you know, like I don't have to be top, but still I would be used somewhere and I can still do something about it. So I switched. I was like, you know what? Let me give computer science a shot. So I went back to Korea after my graduation and I studied it a little and then I applied for computer science undergrads for like second bachelor's degree.
Uh-huh.
And thankfully, I got into Columbia University, so I was studying.
You went home to Korea, but you applied to American schools.
Yeah, so here, this is like another thing about that too. Like, I also thought about applying for Korean schools, but I guess like my parents were like, if you want to be in the engineering department or engineering industry in general, like IT tech, my dad was like, you should be somewhere that, like, all this is, like, you should be in the mecca and center of technology than being a side chick of all that, which I 100% agreed. And he was like, I know going back might be really hard, but he was like, why don't you also apply for schools in America? Because, like, that's all the Silicon Valley's there. All the big tech companies always start from the United States. So I was like, that makes sense. I mean, as long as financially we can afford it, maybe I'll give it a shot. So I applied, and then thankfully I got some scholarships, so my parents were like, yeah, you know what, like, just do it. So I went for Columbia University, yeah.
Right there in New York City?
Yeah.
Great, so you start there, what, fall of 2019?
Yeah.
And how long are you there for?
I graduated last year, so it's 2020 May, so it's like
3 years. So
yeah,
I'm guessing you didn't have to do all your liberal arts courses because those were Berkeley and stuff. So
yeah, because I had Berkeley.
Right. Gotcha. So you got a bachelor's of science in software engineering. Is that correct?
Yeah, computer science. Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. And then you graduate with that degree. So what's the plan next? I assume to get an engineering job. How did that work out?
So I guess like while I was at Berkeley, I was one of those students who are like, you got to be good at school, you know, like you got to get a good grade, like good GPA, like, yeah, outside thing matters too. But like, I was like, academically, you must be inclined. I think it's also come from like my I guess, like, a cultural background, being growing up with, like, Asian parents, where, like, you need to, like, get all A's and then also do extracurricular after that, kind of. So, like, I was, like, really focused on the GPA. Then I realized because I was so focused on, like, getting my schoolwork done, I had nothing to talk about outside of school, you know, like, only thing I could talk about, oh, these are the things that I took from Berkeley. But then people, like, in the music industry, like, it really matters, like, having a good portfolio and, like, good samples and stuff. But I had nothing of that because only thing I focused on was school. So, like, I had the lesson under my hood. So when I went to Columbia, I was like, I want to take this, like, Berkeley as my, I guess, like, an anchor point of, like, what happened and what I used that lesson I learned from Berkeley and do totally opposite of that. So I was like, I'll still work hard for the coursework because this is something I've never done before. But at the same time, I wanted to do more outside of work. So I start just like randomly grab people from the class. And then I was like, hey, you want to build something? Hey, you want to build an application together like that? So I just like start like making a bunch of different side projects on the side of like my school. Like I probably, my parents doesn't know about this, but like I probably like spend bare minimal attention to my school. I was like, I've never had this in my life, but I was like, I get C, sure, like I pass anyway, I don't care like that. Like in Berkeley, if I get like A minus, I was like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, like I failed myself, you know?
Right.
But Columbia, I was like, as long as I have like fundamentals of computer science down, I'm not gonna care more about like getting higher grade, you know. I was like, let me just spend the time working on something else so I can actually learn something practical when I graduate. So I did that. So every year basically I try to come up with something, I build some application. So I had like almost like a crew friends that we worked together building different apps. And then I participate in like cybersecurity challenge and like try to build some projects based on that, and all that kind of like, I guess like the lessons that I learned from Berkeley really worked well in Columbia. So when I was graduating around the time, like, oh, and then also, you know, COVID happened, so I had so much free time because now I can't leave my house, you know. So I just like stayed at home, just like spending every single day just like working on things, learning languages, and just like asking help and all from my engineering friends from SIT program and all that. And then around 2022, I think like starting fall, I started looking for a job. And of course I was kind of like, I'm probably not going to get the best job right after graduation because, you know, like there's nothing they could see from me to hire me, right? Because I was kind of, I think I was at kind of point where I was like, you have to admit that like, you're not coming from, like, those people's background where, like, they did coding for their entire life, you know? Like, I was a music student. I just started coding, like, 2-3 years ago. I'm not even close to, like, being good. So I was like, I know I love being, stay on top of everything, but, like, sometimes you got to let it go. And I was kind of like, as long as you get, like, one job lined up, like, you'll be fine like that.
Yeah.
So I had some internship while I was, like, working studying in Colombia. I had an internship with AWS, Amazon Web Services, but that was with like Korea branch. Okay. So it was like a little different, and that was more like focused on, I guess, like cloud computing rather than like actual engineering. So like that was also a good, like, I guess like a marker of like knowing what I wanted to do. So I was like, oh, like I don't like being a consultant, so let me do like, and then I was doing another internship after that was with PwC, cyber security consultant. And then I guess like that two internships really helped me kind of shape out what I want to do after I graduate. So that was like more towards like actual engineering, like coding wise. So I was like, I want to get a job. I just set up after those two internships and all the courseworks and projects that I've done, I kind of like came up with like simple objectives of like what kind of job I want to get. And I was like, company size doesn't matter. I just want a job that let me code. And that's the only thing I want like that. I applied many, like, many of them. Like, some of them even I asked my friends, like, referrals. And, like, I even, like, try to get a job, like, using my Korean connections in AWS and all that. But, like, it was hard for sure. Like, I think that was probably the lowest point of my life for sure. Like, I was getting rejection, sometimes like not even like reply, no replies at all from them. And then one like Apple kind of like came out of nowhere because HR person just like called me out of nowhere. She left an email saying like, hey, I liked your resume, like I would like to talk to you. And I thought she was scamming me, like basically, until I like actually went in for the office. Like, I'm not even joking. I thought she was like really scamming me. But
by the way, just to be clear, you had applied to a job at Apple.
No, she reached out to me first.
Gotcha.
She reached out to me and she was like, hey, I think you're a good candidate. And I was kind of like, what? No. And then she was like, we're looking for people with different backgrounds. So she was like, if you're interested, like, you should really like send your resume and see if you're a good fit. And I sent my resume in, and then she was like, hey, good news, like, our team really likes you. And I was like, what? Like, how, you know? And then I just like went through the rounds of interviews, and I just like really clicked with Apple and people, like interviewers, a lot, because I was like, I guess like I was keep showing my insecurity of like coming from a different background. And then everyone's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, we all, like, coming from different backgrounds. I met someone who majored in, like, trumpet major before being an engineer, too. And then, like, he was like, I was, like, playing trumpet before. Like, don't worry about it. Like, but I'm here. Like, I'm senior engineer. Don't worry about it. Like, that. Or, like, there are some people who are like, oh, I was, like, a theater major and all that. So I was like, wow, there's a lot of people who actually, you know, try to take a different career path. And, like, they're actually working in a workforce. And I was like, oh, this is kind of good. And gratefully, I went through all the rounds, and then they wanted to hire me. So, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, like, this is Apple, like, the company that I always, you know, like, thought it was really cool that I want to work for at some point in some shape or form. Don't know how, but I want to be there at some point. But then, yeah, like, they were like, we would love to hire you as an engineer. And I was like, wow, okay, like, yeah, this is no-brainer. I'm going to take it, you know, so... Yeah.
Right. And as you say, you're kind of halfway through your 2-year rotation period.
Yeah. Like, I'll be hitting my 1-year anniversary in like 2-3 weeks. Oh, actually, like 3 weeks. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Here you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's move on to the third part of the interview of 3. And let's preface this next question by saying there's no right or wrong answer to it. So these days, meaning let's say spring of 2023, what, if anything, is your current relationship with music?
I guess it's like when I first left, I guess like music, in doing music professionally in 2018, I was definitely not like looking into it. I like kind of like try to not listen to music at all. I guess I had like some guilt of like leaving what I've been doing my entire life behind to live a bit more comfortable life, in a sense, I guess. But now I think I'm in the point where I was like, I would love to bring music back, and I'm actually want to do something that's like music and tech, like all combined together. So I'm like, I guess I'm going back to how I started all this, I guess. Like, I'm looking for opportunities where I can put my audio knowledge and technology together.
Okay.
And yeah, do something about that. I don't know how yet, but I thought, I mean, like, our company is kind of like notable for being creative and being more like creative, like artistic things compared to other tech companies. So I'm trying to like find the ways that like I could do that and bring that talent into the company. I don't know how they'll accept it or not, but yeah, I think I'm starting to like try to bring more music into my life at the moment.
Great. So that's cool. You have those ambitions. So, all right. Next question I have for you is, one can imagine an alternate universe in which you would maybe gone straight to Columbia for the software engineering degree. So let's say Berkeley is, of course, a bachelor's degree. Beyond it being a bachelor's degree, is there anything you feel your Berkeley experience did particularly well to prepare you for your current career?
Grinding. I'm a master of grinding after experiencing Berkeley, especially film scoring major for 2.5 years, because I think I declared my major in 4 years, like almost 3 years, I guess. I've learned that work ethic, like, I don't know about other major, I can't speak for them because I've never experienced it, but like one thing that we learned a lot from film scoring is that there's a lot of like detail-oriented projects that we have to do, because like we have to kind of manage like bigger orchestra, you have to kind of like coordinate all that scheduling, scoring prepping, like booking your studio and all that, like our scores like start from like 10 pages, and like it's like almost like a size of like a huge window panel, so like all just like focus on those details and like just like grind your time, like don't waste your second of your life of doing all that, really paid me off. Like I remember when I first attended Columbia, everyone's like, oh, you'd be surprised like how much work you'd be doing attending Columbia, like we're known to be rigorous and all that. To be honest, after I like started taking classes, I was like, you guys call this rigorous? I was like, go back, like you should go to Berkeley and then like take like our like intro to film scoring class, like that's what we call grinding, because our studio recording starts at 4 a.m. You stay up till 4 a.m. Go in, prep everything, wrap everything up, at like 8 a.m. You like sleep for like 20 or 30 minutes and you get back to school because you have class. Like that's like a lifestyle that I lived basically for my like 3 years after I declared my major. So like that really helped. And I think it's still also helping me a lot after even like being an engineer too. Like having that, some might think it's not good work ethic, but I personally think it's good, especially for someone who's just starting off, because you're willing to spend your time and invest your time and effort into build something that you're currently working on. So that's like, I would say one of the biggest and that I'm so grateful to have, like work ethic, grinding. Berkeley really taught me well on that one.
All right, I hear you. All right, so let's turn that question around now. Because Berkeley gives that one degree, the Bachelor's in Music, and you went there knowing that, and you're doing very well for yourself. All that said, is there anything where you look back at your Berkeley education, you say, you know, it would have been really useful if I'd learned this while at Berkeley, and they could have taught it to me, and they didn't. Anything missing or incomplete in your education?
I feel like Berkeley was kind of failed on teaching the like reality of like what's happening in the industry. Like, yeah, there's some professor who will share their experience and everything, but I feel like at the same time, Berkeley was only focusing on kind of like projecting all these successful, like you said, like musical career, like musically successful people out there. They did a really good job on that, but at the same time, they kind of failed on like what others are doing. Like I know school is not about only about like being an educational institution. Like they also need, those like advertisement to like gain people to get more students and all that. But I think, like you said, knowing what other options are out there for people who are kind of situation like me, like I want to try something else, but like Berkeley really didn't provide me that option except Janine. Like if I didn't have her or that internship that I did, the game development internship, I would have never known that this could be my other path that I could take. So like if Berkeley could provide that to students that like, yeah, being musically successful is also important, but at the same time, on the mid course of your work in music, if you think this is not a right path, I feel like they should also kind of provide in a certain way of like, these are the other options also out there that you can consider. Like it could be something like what I was thinking, like audio plus something else, or like completely opposite. I think because Berkeley is in Boston, they have so much opportunity to have those like program available, because we have like Harvard, MIT, like what was it, Northeastern? Like I feel like we could like have so much potential of creating those program, so we can like not let student down of like on the side where like, oh, you don't like doing music anymore? Well, too bad. Now your life is ruined like that. Like I definitely got that impression at some point while attending Berkeley. So, like, if Berkeley can kind of mitigate that in some way, I think it would be more helpful for, because I bet there are students like me out there still in Berkeley for sure. So, yeah.
Got it. You mentioned indeed feeling a little bit lost and unsure about music, and there you're not the only person who feels that way. And let's say for people either feeling a little lost after they graduate, or people still at Berkeley who are kind of, yes, staring out into the world and wondering what's going to happen, what advice do you have?
I think the most important thing is, like, really get to know yourself, like, not in a way of, like, but, like, know who you are, almost, I guess. Like, one thing really helped me a lot shaping this, like, career path and everything was this, like, constant self-reflection, I guess, for me. Like, not just, like, in the surface level of, like, oh, these are, like, the food that I like or anything like that. It's, like, me studying, basically, like, learning about my life patterns and, like, my behavioral patterns about myself and my personality. And, like, I'm not talking about those, like, personality that I show to other people. It's just, like myself to myself, kind of, like, almost like a sit-down one-on-one talk with myself almost, I guess, and, like, really get to know who I am as a person and really learn what I like and dislike. And having that understanding helped a lot about what I want to do in the future, because, like, I feel like a lot of times people really don't know who they are. Like, they only know themselves the way they project themselves to the public or other people, than, like, really, like, deep down core of themselves. So, like, I think that's the one advice I could give to people. Like, just, like, constant communication with yourself, like, your own self, like, deep down, like, get to know who you are, almost. Like, I feel like having that, like, know yourself 100%, I'm not even in that, like, 100% level, but, like, know yourself really well, like, that really helps you a lot along your life, I feel like.
Great answer. And now to focus that question in a little bit, because I think I mentioned my 232nd interview, I think, but, you know, something 15 to 18 software engineers, and, you know, anyone who's made it this far is almost certainly considering software engineering as a career.
Yeah.
So for somebody who isn't yet doing it, but is really thinking about software engineering, seeing the potential, a lot of job opportunities, works with the right type of person. Someone thinking about it, what advice do you have for them?
I feel like it's, like, really cliche, but, like, just try and see if you like it, I would say. Because nowadays, there's so many ways that you can learn computer science. Specifically, like, for some reason, like, computer science people are very, like, all about, like, almost, like, oversharing. Like, there's so many materials available on YouTube. Like, all the, like, you don't even have to pay money, to be honest. Like, there's so many opportunities that you can take. So I feel like if you think, like, oh, maybe I should try it, then I feel like just, like, try and see if you like it. And, like, even if you don't like it on your first try, like, think about all the different things that you can do by having this skill set and try to expand towards, like, basically, like, shape your own path after start learning it. Because, like, nowadays, like, technology is everywhere. There's no way that, like, one suitable path for someone to be in the tech industry, like, oh, like, I want to do this, but then might not exist in the tech. No, like, literally, tech is everywhere. So I feel like, like, I know it is really scary, because I was very scary, because I didn't want to fail, because I was already in the mindset where, like, oh, music, I kind of failed in music like that. So I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, take this as, like, a failed opportunity again like that. But, like, I mean, like, hey, it worked out. So just, like, just give it a shot and try and, you know, go for it. Like, literally, you know, just do it, literally.
That's great. And I just have one last question for you, Lisa. Which is, you have the mic. Is there anything we missed or anything else you'd like to say?
I guess one thing is, I guess, like, for me, what I really wanted to, I guess, like, while I was, like, trying to pursue this career, starting from music to computer science, I was always worried that, like, what if I'm the only one who's doing all this, or, like, because there are not many people are out there who are vocal about their career transition and all that, I feel like. So I guess, like, I want people to know that, like, there are a bunch of us out there, like, even, like, people who graduated from Berkeley and doing this, you know, like, we have 18 people, right, on the webpage?
Yeah.
So, like, I want people to know that it's okay to sometimes drop what they've been doing, wholeheartedly, because, like, life happens, you know? And it's okay to fail. It just, what matters is that after you think you failed, like, take this as, like, a lesson and try to turn it, like, it all comes to, like, I guess, like, it becomes your foundation of, like, who you are today. So, like, don't be afraid of, like, not, quote unquote, like, it's like being successful in your first try, I guess. Like, it's okay to fail, it's okay to, like, take a break from what you're doing and, you know, just, like, continue pursue it, you know, just, like, I guess that's it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like a lot of people these days, you know, they don't really talk about that, you know. It's, everyone's like, I feel like, only talk about, like, it's so important being successful, but, like, I feel like, no, not really. Like, it's okay to fail, and sometimes if you don't want to do it, even after that, like, if you want to just, like, quit everything and, like, oh, like, let me just, like, take a break and, like, forget about everything, I think that's also okay too. It's just, like, I feel like just, like, your life motivation should be, like, focus on your personal happiness, I guess. So, like, just, like, keep trying, but in a way that not overwhelming you, I guess.
Oh, that's good. Be good to yourself. It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, even, like, myself too, but, like, I feel like these days people are just, like, keep pushing about, like, be successful, be thrive your life and all that. But, like, yeah, like you said, be good to yourself. That's, like, the most important thing, I feel like.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lisa, for making the time to talk today. I really enjoyed this conversation.
No, it was really fun, actually.
Hey, great. Look for a message in the near future, and have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.